Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage in Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers here in downtown Newark. I am your host, Brian Mays, and much better weather this Monday than what we had last Monday evening with all the rain and stuff going on, but it is another beautiful, gorgeous evening here in downtown Newark, just off the square. You have an opportunity, come on. Come on down, as Bob Barker used to say. Come on down, get yourself some great food and great drinks here at Ship Brothers on this Monday evening. Tonight we'll be featuring Utica High School, and we will be talking football and volleyball, Redskin style, and we'll be doing that coming up in just a bit. But first, let's recap Friday night football from this past Friday, with leagues getting underway with the LCL Cardinal as well as the LCL Buckeye. But we'll start in the Cardinal with our game of the week, which was Johnstown on the road at Heath, homecoming at Swank Field. Both these teams have great opportunities to capture the league championship, and it was a battle royale at Swank Field all Friday evening. It was scoreless after one quarter. Both teams had been able to move into each other's territory, but were not able to score. Then, with just a few seconds to go before halftime, the Johnnies got their running game going. They started at their 36, had moved it down to Heath's 6-yard line, and on a 31 seconds to go, Ryan Sager took it into the end zone. Clock is running. First and goal from the 6. They come up to the line. Carter under center. Hand off Sager. Breaks 2 tackles. House call for the Johnnies at 31 seconds to go before the break. Johnstown takes it right down the field. All runs, and they take a 6-0 lead with 31 ticks to go.
Third down, prime 13.
And that 7-point lead was what happened to go into halftime, with Johnstown taking that lead and then getting the ball to start the second half. And everyone thought, if they score here, this might be the ball game with a 2-score lead. But the Bulldog defense had something to say about that.
Third down, prime third down position for Heath to get off the field.
And it looks like they will be able to, and maybe got the ball that was fumbled. And let's see, waiting for an official signal. It is on the ground after a really hard hit. I guess Johnstown was able to. No, it is Heath football. And I think it was Holloway in the mix again. J.J. Holloway was in the mix, and then he went over to the other side of the ball to help Heath get right back in it and tie this one up.
From the 9, third down, Heath. Gibson, under center, thought they almost got Johnstown to move, and it will go to Holloway, and he will take it very close. He's in! Touchdown, Bulldogs! If you don't know it yet, he's my player of the game. He has done it all. He gets the fumble recovery and then takes it into the end zone, and it's 7-6, 7:43, third quarter.
And the Bulldogs got the ball back, and J.J. was just having too much fun on both sides of the ball, but he figured one more score might take care of it.
Bulldogs trying to get their first lead of this contest. Gibson under center. Handoff, Holloway. Touchdown, Bulldogs. He can do no wrong. Heath takes the lead 13-7 at 2:39, third quarter.
Extra point was good. Fourth quarter we went. Johnstown, one more really good opportunity to maybe go in and tie this thing up. They were driving into Heath territory, but once again, the Dodge defense came to play.
Ball on the ground! And the Bulldogs have it, I believe. Second effort led to a potential strip. They're trying to sort it out. Cam Stevens says it's Heath ball. They come up with it. And it is Bulldog football. Wow.
And the final score, Heath wins it 14-7 to move to 2-4 on the season, 1-0 in the Cardinal. Johnstown now 3-3, 0-1 in league play. That was a wild one, but not as wild as what went on at Northridge. The Vikings taking on Newark Catholic, and they trailed 28-27 in overtime. And Northridge coach Dustin Calhoun decided to go for two. Jace Golden got the handoff and was stopped. But Carson Beaver took the ball from him, the old Fumbarooski, and he takes it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Northridge gets the victory, 29-28. Newark Catholic got off going strong. Malone Hutchinson with an 8-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Eskins. Then Hutchinson added a 13-yard pass to Jackson Holman, and Newark Catholic led 21-7. At halftime, Northridge was able to come out after the break and get moving, especially on the ground. Golden added his second touchdown with a 4-yard rush to cut that lead to 21-14. Then a 71-yard scoring drive by the Vikings and a huge 8-yard run from Brandon Bingham tied this game up at 21. A 42-yard field goal was no good by Newark Catholic. They went to overtime. Green Wave scored first on a 1-yard touchdown run from Holman. Golden came back with the 14-yard score, setting up the two-point conversion and the 29-28 victory. So Northridge improves to 3-3 and 1-0 in the league. Newark Catholic now 1-5, winless after one contest in the LCL Cardinal. To the Buckeye we go, and Watkins Memorial. It's been a struggle against Granville, but they knock off the Blue Aces, getting their first victory against Granville in 10 years, winning by a final of 35-28. Rocco Pasco, who I think should be first-team all-defense in whatever you want to talk about, league, region, state, district, he does it all. He stops a guy that you just can't stop one-on-one, Kyle Kirby, but he stopped him a foot short of a first down on 4th-and-1 with the game tied at 28. And Drew Samsel, the quarterback for Watkins, who had a career night of 186 yards throwing with a touchdown and running for 131 yards on 16 carries, he scored twice with the game winner after that stop on downs from 4 yards out with 103 left, giving Watkins the 35-28 victory. We talked about Samsel throwing for 186 yards. He did it on 13 of 23 throws. Jaden Ricketts got 5 of those for 68 yards. Grant Smith ran for 75 yards in 15 attempts for Watkins. Kirby had 188 yards in 23 carries with a couple scores and also recovered a fumble. Jackson McMillan was 9 of 15 for 162, but did have 3 interceptions for Granville. So Watkins now is 2-4, 1-0 in the lead. Granville flipped the switch, 4-2, but 0-1 in the LCL Buckeye. The team that remains undefeated is Licking Valley. They took care of Licking Heights in their league opener, 45-7 at Randy Boffman Stadium. The Panthers were so good on defense. Licking Heights only had 16 yards total entering the fourth quarter before they were able to get a touchdown run. Valley was led early. They went 54 yards. Donovan Galone's 4-yard touchdown run gave the Panthers an early lead. Then on the next drive, he carried 5 more times for 45 yards, got his second touchdown. Then Dylan Keeley was able to get into the mix as well. He had a 62-yard score, then caught the two-point conversion as Licking Valley led 22-0 entering halftime, and they coast to the victory. Galone had 18 carries, 149 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Keeley, 6 carries for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Brody Rogers, very efficient, throwing the football, 10 of 13 for 114 yards and 1 touchdown. A wild one at Whitefield between Newark and Canal Winchester. Whoever had the ball last was probably going to win. It almost turned out that way, but Canal Winchester rallied from a 20-7 deficit and was able to get a 45-41 win over Newark to start, should say, to continue OCC Buckeye play. Newark did lead 20-7 and then 20-17 at halftime before Canal got moving, and then back and forth we went. Newark had the ball late but wasn't able to convert on a fourth down, and the Cats do fall to 3-3 on the season, 1-2 in the OCC Buckeye, despite what an offensive, again, showing by their quarterback, Bodie Smith, 330 yards passing, four more touchdowns, and they also got it done running the football. Colton Peterson had 101 yards rushing on just 12 attempts, and Alex Irvin Royster, 12 carries, 177 yards, but they just were not able to slow down Canal Winchester as they moved to 5-1 and 2-1 in the OCC Buckeye. So that wraps up the Friday night football from this past week. And next, it's the spotlight on Utica Athletics. We'll do that after this timeout here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z Zero Turn Mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
I'm Cindy, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love this season. Cool nights, stadium lights, and bleachers full of hometown fans ready to support their favorite football team. As a hometown agency since 1966, Lewis Clark Insurance is proud to represent auto owners' insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. We'll find the protection you need for your auto, home, small business, or life. Ready for some new plays? You'll want auto owners' insurance and Lewis Clark Insurance on your team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Volunteering is a great way to stay active and engaged in your community. Licky Memorial Hospital will host the Polly Mitchin Volunteer Recruitment Event on Tuesday, September 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the John and Mary Alford Pavilion. Attendees can talk with current volunteers to learn about the vital role that volunteers play in providing support and comfort to patients and visitors. For more information, contact the volunteer office at 220-564-4084.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event. This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and a 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
And we're going to talk Utica football to start things off with the Redskins getting a nice, solid victory over Lakewood on Friday by a final of 43-0 to kick off their run in the LCL Cardinal and get their second win on the season. We welcome in head coach Charlie Rowley. Coach, congratulations on the victory, and it's always nice to start off lead play with a win. And again, I don't think you guys were down, but that non-conference was so brutal and just like, okay, we're at the midpoint of the season. Not necessarily wipe the slate clean, but we've got a chance here to make something special, and they start off on the right foot.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. And really spot on what you said was our message there. We did have a tough few weeks, very good competition we saw there. But we got to last week, week six, we talked a lot about just kind of resetting the season, getting into LCL play. Still plenty in front of us, plenty to play for. You know, we hope and we plan to compete for a league championship. So, rough few weeks, rough start, great competition we played, but our theme has been resetting, and now we're just 1 week at a time through LCL play.
And I'll say this, it's not coach saying it, so there's no trash talk going on here, but the level of play that you had to start the season, and again, I'm not taking anything away from Johnstown Heath and the rest of the group, but you saw some of the best in even different areas from the state, so that has to get you ready for what you're going to see in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, and we're going to continue each week through the LCL. We're going to see great teams as well. But yeah, I mean, you run through the list, Centerburg, Danville, Fricktown, Ridgewood, Granville, all great programs. You know, you go back and look at their records. They're all doing very well this year. So that's one thing I've talked about over the last couple of years is as our program has grown, developed, we feel like we're going in the right direction. That's been a big part is we got to start competing against some of these teams. And I keep saying the thing, you know, we want to get to the level these teams are on with our program. We got to go play with them. We got to go compete with them. So we definitely challenge ourselves. You know, you look at Ridgewood non-conference here. That's a stout program we've been playing. Obviously, Granville is our crossover game. So proud of our kids for competing. We're going to continue to get better. Very good teams we saw, but you're right. I think it's only going to prepare us here down the stretch for the season.
And you did kind of take one of my questions of where you think the program is at this point. I mean, I know no coach is ever satisfied, but do you feel like, yes, there have been significant strides? Because even when I've heard from a couple people that have covered a couple of those non-conference games, yeah, and you were able to move the ball, it was, if you looked at the score, fine, you're going to think what it was, but it was a lot more competitive than, say, it had been in years past. So you as a coach and you CEO over the program, are you feeling good about where this program is at this point?
Yeah, we think we're moving in the right direction, and I'm looking at that more as over my time period, I guess, as head coach.
Yep.
You know, from year to year, feel like we're chipping away and just growing a little bit. You know, talk about the process of what it's been. So we are competing in games and some tough games. So yeah, I think from my perspective, not satisfied, like you said, but happy with the growth and where our program has come from and moving to. And that's really in all aspects. That's on the field, that's off the field, that's the classroom, that's just who we are as people. I think we're growing and developing in a lot of ways. So still plenty of room to go. We want to obviously get better and better each year, but I've said it the last few years, I do believe and feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Let's bring in one of your standouts, wide receiver Hunter McKinney. Hunter, thank you for coming down and joining us tonight. You heard Coach talk about this season and where you guys are at. How do you feel being a part of this team and where you are now one game into the league?
I feel like we have a wonderful chance ahead of us to try to get this LCL championship title, and I feel like the beginning of the season was obviously tough, but I feel like that's just going to help us through the backstretch of this season, and I just love these boys. It's a heck of a season we're having so far, and I hope to ride this out for a while.
as a leader on this team, and when you have a couple of tough losses in a row, did you feel maybe the youngsters getting a little frustrated and you had to show leadership, or overall that the team kind of stayed even keel through the wins and the losses?
I did see in like some of the practices the young kids were just like messing around because they didn't really think that this week mattered.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was saying we always have a chance, we always have to go compete, even if we're not gonna like maybe win this week, but we just always have to get better. This week will help next week and so forth and so forth. So we just have to keep getting better.
And is that something that you've noticed in your time now as you're an old man on this team, that you kind of understand the importance of every drill, every practice, every film session?
Yeah, I would agree. Like, me looking back at freshman year, I know I would take some drills off. And now I wish I didn't, because it just would show so much as a senior now, and I would just be better if I took those seriously.
Well, I think you took them mostly seriously.
Well, yeah.
I don't want you to get in trouble with Coach here. What made you get into football? What age level was it? What kind of drove you to this sport?
I started playing in kindergarten.
Okay,
so
you went early.
I've played my whole life. So, I mean, I just love the game, and my friends keep me around, and I don't know. It's just something about it. I just love it so much.
But if you had to pick one aspect of it, one part that just really gets the juices going, what do you think that would be?
I don't know. Like celebrating with the team, like after a big play, just everybody getting together and just like, or after a touchdown, we all sprint and like jump on each other. It's just so awesome.
Do you think that's a combination of also the hard work? Because, again, people think, well, it's high school. You probably have some practices here and there. But it really is Saturday till Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in there the next morning getting ready, and maybe Sunday's a little bit of an off day, but you're right back at it with school and stuff, and Friday's probably like a blur with the game with everything you get into it.
Yeah.
So just that camaraderie that you've probably seen over your time.
Yeah, we are pretty much together for these football months all the time. We are just a big family. We see each other every single day, and it's just, we just love each other.
And, you know, with a smaller school as Utica, I mean, you guys do see each other all the time in the tight-knit. But does that help, again, with the peaks and valleys? Because even in games, the momentum can shift so quickly. And you guys knowing each other and understanding and knowing what coach is trying to bring to the table, does that sometimes help when you're in a smaller school, you think?
It definitely helps, because we all know each other and how to, like, calm each other down or get us hyped. We just all know what to do for each other.
All right, put your hands up for me. I know this is radio. Okay, so I can see you're a wide receiver. Those are pretty good sized hands. What has worked with the passing game? Because I was surprised I didn't really see your name in some of the highlights against Lakewood, unless he had a monster game that we didn't catch. But you've caught a bunch of balls this year and a few touchdowns. So what's working with that combination?
Aaron's a really good quarterback. We've had some good quarterbacks over the years, but I think Aaron is really good with the passing game. And he trusts us to get open, and he just lets it fly. And he believes that we're going to come down with it, and I have pretty much most of the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And have there been any plays where you've given him a nod, like, we've got this, or he's given it to you, or whatever's being brought in, that's what we're going to go with?
Actually, yeah, my second touchdown against Danville, I looked at him because Danville went into man coverage, and we did a twist action.
Okay.
And I literally looked at Aaron, and I just tapped my helmet, and then he just threw it to me, and I got a touchdown.
How comfortable are you with that? I mean, I'm sure there's moments like, no, okay, good. But if you know there's that symmetry going on between your quarterback and your standout wide receiver, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's you got to be a football player. I mean, we can diagram and scheme stuff up, obviously, but there's got to be some freedom for the guys as well. So Hunter, he's playing great right now. I think he's... 30-some catches maybe on the year, I think, or so. So
yeah.
He's catching the ball well, but he's not the only one. I mean, we got some threats. You know, I'll throw Braxton Fisher, Weston Simon out there on the edge. Aaron can distribute the ball, and obviously some guys who can run the ball as well. So, I mean, we call the play, but it's very rarely like a – hey, throw it to Hunter play. I mean, there's other options, obviously. Now,
yeah.
Hunter's a dynamic player where it's certainly easy to send it his way often as well.
Do you like it if they go physical up you with man-to-man? Is that easier to maybe break free than trying to find a spot in the zone that hopefully your guy can hit you?
Yeah, I would much rather them play man on me. I just feel like I have such an advantage with my speed and my height, and I just get around them. And I think I'm a pretty good route runner, so I can get away from them. And I just feel like if they're up that close, I just have such an advantage.
Is it more of physically moving them, or you try to juke them off the line, or combination?
I try to juke them.
Okay. I think it's the toughest call sometimes to make, PI. And I know a lot of defensive backs will say you guys get all the breaks and all the calls. And maybe coach shouldn't hear this, but are there situations where maybe even try to draw the flag, knowing that you, especially if the ball might be tough to get caught, but if you are able to do a little acting, or you know, can pretend like maybe you're grabbed a little bit? Because I think that's part of the game. I really do.
I try not to do that, but I mean, if they're almost holding on to me and I'm trying to get the ball, I'm going to try to get that PI thrown.
Absolutely. And I think that is part of playing wide receiver, though, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of to your point. I mean, even an underthrown tight ball is typically an offensive advantage where you can work back through the defender. So not even doing it really, I guess, on purpose to say, but but playing the football, being aggressive. I mean, we talked to our guys about being aggressive. So, yeah, I think that's certainly part of the game.
Now, you're not done when football's. You play a little hoop action. You run a little bit as well. And if I've got this right, school record in the 400.
Yeah.
And you're knocking on the door, 200 and long jump.
Yes, sir.
Is our favorite track event?
I love the 400. I don't know what it is, but I just like it so much.
I don't know.
More power to you, man. While you can run. That's true. How'd you get involved with the long jump? Because that's one of those kind of niche track events.
So I actually was originally in high jump, and then that started to like hurt my back. I don't really know why, but then I just stopped doing it. And then Coach asked me if I wanted to try long jump, and I was like, yeah, why not? It's a fun thing. And then I jumped like, my first time was like 20 feet, and then he was like, yep, you're staying there.
Is that one where, again, I always wonder about over-practicing and overdoing things. Is there a certain amount of jumps that you try to practice and not go crazy each day, or how do you balance that with the 400 and 200?
Well, for long jump, I usually did about 10 run-throughs, and then I did 10 jumps. That was after we did like the 400-meter workouts. So I would do the 400-meter workouts, and then I would go run through my long jump routine, and then that's pretty much it.
Okay, all right. And basketball, what do you love about playing basketball?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just been like pretty much my favorite sport my whole life. There's something about it. The ball comes back to you. It's reliable. If you put it on the floor, it's going to come back up. And I've just had a blast playing basketball. And my boy Nate plays basketball, and he's my best friend. I try to convince him to play football, but he won't do it anymore.
But you hear these stories, and again, I think at a small school, having these opportunities to do different sports, to be with different teammates, to have some individualism, which you kind of have in track. I mean, it's a team sport, but you're individual. I think that's always, and I think it's tremendous to hear this, because I can't remember what tennis player it was. It was a Hall of Famer. I think it was Boris Becker, who said his parents did not want him to be a one-sport idiot. Now, he ended up flourishing in tennis, but he did three or four other different things in sports. I just think a kid that's this talented to have two or three different sports, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's and he's obviously very talented at all of them, but that's that's what we emphasize with our guys. I want them to play multiple sports. They should be in two or three. I played three myself, so it not only helps them, but it helps our entire school, our entire athletic program, and our culture, where our athletes are participating and helping all those programs. That's just at our school. That's the way it is. It's the way it's going to be, and it needs to be. And I want to see our kids getting out and participating, not only helping those teams, helping their friends, but just competing, being athletes. And they're only going to do this one time. You get to be in high school one time. So I want to make sure that they take advantage of those opportunities.
What's it like playing for this guy as a coach?
Honestly, he is one smart guy. He comes up with some crazy play. I mean, not really crazy, but he's always scheming, I feel like, the right way. And he's always doing his best to make us have a scheme that would bring us to the most success. And the coaches that he put around us are just awesome people, and they just are trying to make us better men. And it's honestly, I haven't loved football practice more than this year. Football, I don't know what it is, but this year it's just been a different atmosphere out there, and I've just been having a blast.
And does he have that? Because, again, he doesn't seem to be, I don't know him well, but not, again, too high or too low. Just really seems to evolve with you guys. And what's going to work for that week? Is that pretty accurate?
I would say, yeah. He's not a crazy coach or, like, a laid-back coach. He's, like, perfect, and it just works so well with us.
Is that what you try to, again, there's so much going on leading up to the game, and you could have the fiery speeches, which sometimes work, sometimes don't, but you try to have that mentality with your kids each week, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, something I learned early on in coaching when I was an assistant was you gotta be who you are. You gotta be yourself. Like, you can't, and I think my first year or two coaching, I thought I had to be this kind of coach, like, had to be a loud guy, talk all the time, that kind of thing. That's just not who I am or who I was. I think I'm a pretty laid back person overall, but at the same time, when it's business time, it's business time.
Yeah.
And there's time and place for getting fiery, and I certainly can, and I have, and I do, both in a positive way and a negative way. And I think you can kind of gauge that on, you know, what's needed, what the situation is, that kind of stuff. But bottom line, I'm going to be who I am. Love being around these guys. And I appreciate what Hunter just said right there. That's why I do what I do, is for that right there. So we love these guys. We appreciate all the time that they put into it. We love being around them. And he mentioned scheming, and I love scheming. I can be on a whiteboard drawing all day. I mean, I love that stuff, but that's not the – it's important, but that's not the most important thing.
Yeah.
We want to care for these kids, help them be successful, not only now, but hopefully in some way throughout the rest of their lives.
Newer Catholic, next on the mat, and I know you're not even going to bring up the 1-5 record because it's still Newer Catholic. They've had a couple of heartbreaking losses, but again, it's a rival for a lot of schools in the LCL Cardinal, but is it more about, again, what Utica does Friday night and how you guys get to 2-0 in the league more than maybe what Green Wave brings to the table?
I agree. Completely. And mentioned earlier how it's 1 week at a time. I think North Catholic is going to be solid. We got them on film, obviously. They're well coached. They play hard. They do what they should. Offensively, they've moved the ball. I think their quarterback is solid. Running back's good. They got some playmakers. So we obviously prepare for our opponents each week. We feel good about our weekly plan and how we do things throughout the week. But you're right. What's most important is us, Utica, and us taking care of business. That was the same message we had last week. We're gonna prepare. We care about what the opponent does and their tendencies and whatnot, but bottom line is we've got to be ready, and we've got to have a great week of practice. And we talk a ton about playing to our standard of play. We want to play to Utica football standard, not just an opponent, but what our standard of play is.
And this league is so tight, and you run into players from different teams and all that. I mean, everybody's one game maybe not be as more important as another, but for you, you know, there's just a couple of home games left. And what do you like to tell to this group as they get ready for, again, every game is huge, but this is the next huge game, and how do you keep them from maybe not getting too excited, but knowing there's a job here we need to do on Friday night, and if we do it the way we can, we're going to come out victorious.
Yeah. Well, I think the seniors just think that this is the time's running out, and we just got to play with our most effort we can. And then we just tell the younger kids that you guys have a limited amount of football games, so you might as well leave everything out on the field.
I think that says it all perfectly. Guys, we appreciate your time. Nice win last week. Go for two in a row against Newark Catholic on Friday.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
We'll take a timeout, and we'll talk some volleyball next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Volunteering is a great way to stay active and engaged in your community. Licking Memorial Hospital will host the Polly Mitchin Volunteer Recruitment Event on Tuesday, September 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the John and Mary Alford Pavilion. Attendees can talk with current volunteers to learn about the vital role that volunteers play in providing support and comfort to patients and visitors. For more information, contact the volunteer office at 220-564-4084.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
I'm Cindy Lane, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love football. It's not just because we have five grandsons playing either. It takes a team to make a win happen with hard work and dedication. Here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we recognize the value of team, and that's why we partnered with Auto Owners Insurance years ago. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance. Together, we have the playbook for your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, and more. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Clearance Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Well, we'll see how this one goes. It could go off the rails very quickly. It could stay on the rails, but we're going to have fun with it one way or another. We're going to talk Utica volleyball, and we'll start with Coach Lisa Ritzer. Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
fifth year as head coach. Solid progress year in and year out. Let's talk about this team at near the back end of the season, how you feel they've accomplished things this year.
Yeah, our goal going into the season was to take each game at a time, to not look too far ahead, and to just try to gain momentum as we go.
And you've definitely done that. So I think if I had the last 2 years, 10 and 13, 12 and 11, 15 and 3 this year, 10 and 2, and what I would consider one of the most toughest volleyball leagues there is with the LCL, and here you are in second place. So have they even maybe exceeded your expectations this year?
We went into the season with really high expectations for this group in general. So for us, it's just continuing to set goals and try to meet those goals regularly. I would say definitely the Cardinal division of the LCL is by far the strongest.
Yep.
And we battle every game that we play. There's legitimately no easy game for us.
And maybe has that led to the success? Because, again, I think in this sport, momentum can go in a heartbeat, and you could lose a tough match and not have it carry over. But it seems like this group has embraced the success, and when there's been a loss, which has been few and far between, it hasn't carried over to the next match.
No, and that's the key, is to you have to let things go. And even in the moments in games, if we happen to drop a set, they're able to bounce back, which is key. Instead of getting down and then not being able to come back from that.
So let's bring in a couple of your great players, Madison Yates and Leah Burnett, both seniors, both captains. You guys have seen the success kind of go. You've been a part of that success. Let's talk about this season. Madison, we'll start with you. That means you have to talk now.
I would just say our momentum carries us. I mean, me and Leah as captains, we like to step up. We like to have fun. And you just don't see that in other teams. And we have a great bond. We really bond well as a team. We unite as one when we play, and we have great fun together.
Leah, would you, I'm sure you'll agree with that, because you never want to disagree with Madison, but was that also kind of your focus of having it as a close-knit team as you could to enjoy the success that you guys are having?
Yes, of course. I feel like as a team, we may not all like hang out outside of sports and everything, but I feel like once we step on the court, we just ignore all of that and we just come together and we just focus on each other and games ahead and practices ahead and just having fun with each other.
All right, Madison. We've already said that you are special one way or another, but you are listed as a defensive specialist. So talk about that, because to me, a defensive specialist, you know, someone that tries to stop the momentum from the other team, if it's a potential spike, potential ace, things like that, is that kind of, you think your goal is to, if you can flip the switch, you're going to when you guys are on defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, when I'm back there, I don't even think. I just tell myself just to go after every ball. I mean, I own the back line, so I just go with the flow and kind of, I trust my players, front row and back row, that we're just going to set each other up for success.
So I'm going to follow up on that. Since you own the back row, was it a concern or a trust factor early on, to knowing that the players along with you were going to help you out, or did you kind of had to feel like you had to lead to get them into a comfort zone?
I definitely had to lead them, because knowing I am a senior and I am the libero, so a lot of the younger girls, they look up to me, so I definitely had to lead them into it. But as soon, we only lost one senior last year, so we all kind of had that bond over from last year, and it carried on to whether trusting each other, and we have a great back row.
But you own it.
Yes.
Okay. We've made that perfectly clear. Leah, how about you and your style and what you try to do? Because, again, your positions of outside hitter and setter, you kind of then, when the tide turns a little bit and you guys are on offense, you're the one kind of setting that up and getting it ready.
Yes, of course. A senior who hasn't really set since freshman year, coming in and running that 5-1 obviously was just a big job to take on in general. But also, like, I feel that I'm very able to trust my teammates to know that they're going to do their job, and I know that they're going to trust me to give them the ball and actually give them the chance.
Was there apprehension of becoming a setter this late in your career, if I need to say it that way?
Honestly, no. I feel like, just from a young age, I've basically always been a setter from a young age. It's just last year I was mostly a hitter, and I don't know, just coming back into it, it just kind of got me back into my groove.
What, Coach, is that? I'm trying to think of how to say this nicely. Or I think they both bring something unique to your team. They bring that energy and excitement. Is there one key thing that these two captains really have made the difference for the younger girls?
I think in general they both do their job well. Leah, from a setting perspective, communicates with the hitters. She's always talking. She kind of, if you want to use Madison's terminology, runs the front row.
Okay.
And then Madison takes kind of care of the back row as well as like our outside hitters. So their communication for us is key. The leadership that they bring to the team is key. And the girls all rely on their energy that they bring.
I know you do scout your opponent. And again, every program and the Cardinals probably very familiar with you. Is this, though, this sport more about what your girls do, depending on the game, depending on the set, more than sometimes the opponent?
Yeah, we're always talking about, like, we have to focus on our side of the court. And volleyball, it's a little bit harder. Like, you know who the key players are on other teams, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it comes down to what you're able to execute. And so we are always talking like we have to focus on our side and what we're doing and what we're bringing.
How much success that this team has already had and is going to have moving forward do you think will help those girls that just might be on the fence a little bit, fifth grade, sixth grade, getting into middle school? Because, again, with a school like Utica, it's, you know, having those feeder systems, having those girls getting something that they want to get into at a young age.
Sure, definitely it brings excitement. We have Youth Night coming up on Tuesday, too. So our youth program has really grown and developed. They've created an organization that builds those key age groups. And by far we have, like, a lot. We have, our numbers are high in those youth groups.
And people look at programs about 5 years in. How are you feeling about this program 5 years in?
I think, you know, we're trending towards where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You always look to trend up. I knew what I was getting into when I took over. I was coming off of Emily Londot leaving. So he lost a lot of seniors, not a lot of varsity experience when I took over. And this year we were back with, you know, 12 kids who had varsity experience,
yeah,
almost, and only losing one senior. So the tides had kind of turned in the program, and so that's key.
Absolutely. So, Leah, what made you get interested in volleyball not so long ago? Because I always want to say, at the, you know, an early age, they're still young, but what got you into volleyball?
Definitely my family, because basically everyone in my family has, like, plays volleyball. Like, even my dad, he played sand volleyball. But I think on top of that, their motivation, like, helped me through it, like, 110%, because when I was younger, my favorite sport was basketball all the way.
Okay.
And, like, even though that was it, they still wanted me to, like, push through and, like, actually focus on the sports that I loved. And so when I actually, like, got into NC volleyball, they were like, okay, like, this is what you're, like, this is your stuff. Like, this is what you're into. You're really good at it, and they've just been pushing me ever since.
Did it click to you for one day, like, yeah, this is it? I mean, I know they were telling you it, but was there a moment or a time that you're like, yeah, this is what I should be doing?
I feel like even, like, at a young, like, a very young age, I was just kind of like, wow, like, I'm actually a lot better at this than I really thought. But, yeah.
Okay, Madison, how about you?
I got into it probably fifth grade. I was a little bit later than what my friends were. And my mom just signed me up for Y-ball and said, this is a new thing. I want you to try it. And I instantly fell in love with it. And I've done it ever since. I couldn't be more grateful for my mom for signing up. Yep.
Any particular part of the game that, again, excites you more than others? Not that anything doesn't excite you. I'm well aware of that.
I mean, I have just the energy everywhere. But definitely just defense. I love getting the weight of everything carried on me. I don't know why. I love that pressure, and I love people looking at me. And I feel like being in the back row and having that different color jersey, it gets everybody's attention to look at me.
What do you think switches momentum more? And we'll do three things. An ace, a kill, or stopping a kill and getting the point turned over to you. What do you think is the biggest momentum switch?
Definitely probably stopping a kill.
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, after a great dig and then a great swing on with our hitters, it's just our momentum shot up through the air, and then we have that momentum the rest of the game. We're really good at carrying it.
When I've watched a few matches, I get nervous when it's more than seven or eight hits. I mean, do you guys even feel like when it's going back and forth and it's just, it gets so tense, how do you just stay focused in the moment?
I do get nervous because, you know, volleyball is a game of mistakes, but it's really in the end, it's just trusting who's beside you and who's around you and trusting our coaches and what they call. And again, we just have that great bonded team where we can trust each other and not be scared for each other.
How about you, Leah?
I'd say the exact same thing. Trust is definitely 110% like what gets us through those types of matches. And of course, like, that's like the exciting moment that everyone's like been looking forward to, is like during those really long rallies. And it's just the mindset of, if I get this ball, I'm going to get it up. Like when the ball comes to me, I'm going to have a great set. If I get this set, I'm going to have a great kill. It's just that mindset for everyone that really gets us going.
I'm always intrigued by when coaches call timeouts in volleyball, because, again, you can have runs, and how quickly can you nullify those. Has your philosophy maybe changed a little bit this year because of the experience you had coming back and trusting these girls and other players that you can maybe let them go a little bit longer without trying to call a timeout?
We try to, and there's games that I just flat out refuse to call a timeout. They just have to figure it out and work through it. But definitely, it's a momentum changer. And
yeah,
so you look at where they're at, and you try to read facial expressions, and you try to look to see where the game's going, and then try to definitely strategically plan your timeouts to help change momentum.
Have you guys looked at her and said, we might need one at this point, or do you always try to fight through it and say, we can turn this around?
I personally always try to fight through it. I think
shocker.
When she calls a timeout, it completely changed my momentum, and then I just want to go back out there and prove to the crowd that I can do it.
What has she been like as a coach? Now, again, so you're seniors, you're captains, so there'll be no punishment here. You're good to go. But you kind of came in at the same time. She had a year before you guys were freshmen, but you've been a part of what she's been trying to create. So what type of coach is she?
Ritzer is definitely our softer coach. Our assistant coach, Coach Keith, she's really on our butt all the time. But it's nice to have Ritzer to lean back on and be like, help me out, calm me down, and just tell me what I need to fix.
Leah?
I agree 110%, especially with Coach Keith. Coach Keith will always get, like, jumbled and excited and everything, like, caught up in the moment, basically. And it's just really nice to have Richard there, just be like, you're doing okay, just calm down a second.
Is that a yin and yang on purpose, Coach?
It wasn't done on purpose, but it's definitely been to the, I think, the benefit of the players in the program. I think we're definitely opposite each other, and I think in the long run that helps them, because they know when they're not doing well, she's going to be the one that chews them out. But that works for us instead of having two coaches that are doing it.
True. I've asked this of a lot of coaches, because I think there's multiple hats that you have to play, and you having twins that I think are sophomores?
They're juniors.
Juniors? Okay. So you kind of understand what your team goes through on a day-to-day basis, be it school, personal, whatever the case may be. And I think coaches this day and age have to be coaches, counselors, sometimes friends, sometimes parents. Do you agree with that, and how do you embrace having to do multiple roles, depending on if she comes to you with something and maybe a sophomore comes to you with something?
So I would definitely say that's the role of a coach in today's day. But it's just finding balance and doing what they need you to do. I was a counselor before I became assistant principal, so I have that background. My assistant coach is working towards being a counselor, so I think our backgrounds and what we bring help us be able to kind of balance the needs of the players. And we always tell them, come and let us know. It's better for us to know what's going on. That way we're not on your case if something's off.
And do you guys feel that comfort level? Like, again, everybody has a bad day, and you could show up at practice going, I really don't want to do this today. But if you have that connection, does that help a little bit, Leah?
It does. I don't know how many times I've come into practice just, like, either not feeling well or just having a bad day or just, like, not in the right mindset. And I tell them, and they're just like, okay, just take it easy. Give me what you got. And I'm just so lucky to have that.
You agree?
Oh, yeah. Even when I don't expressly tell them. They can just tell by my facial expressions. They're very good at reading each of one of us. They say they don't have the spider senses, but they definitely do.
Well, and I think I'd like to play you in poker. I bet your poker face is not very good. So, okay, we've got a match coming up against Mount Vernon tomorrow,
yes.
And then a couple against Newark Catholic and Heath, both very good programs. Newark Catholic has kind of been the elite of the Cardinals. So let's talk about this week. Obviously, you want to win all three matches. There's no question about that. But also, trying to get that momentum, getting ready for tournament play. I believe, Coach, you said the draw is coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
So as this winds down, what are you looking for from you and also from the rest of the team, whoever wants to take this first?
I think looking, like, for myself, I just need to make sure that I'm still being, like, the very, like, hyperactive captain, as like both of us, because I feel like obviously we bring a lot of energy to the court, so I feel like we just need to make sure that we're still doing that and we're still having really good communication and everything, and honestly just being ourselves and letting Jesus take the wheel.
I noticed for the 4 years I've been here that it's really hard for us girls to lock back in after senior night.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is after senior night, after regular season's over, is just to get the girls focused and ready for tournaments, because we're trying to go as far as possible.
Absolutely, and it's been a great season so far, but I know you have goals to,
yes,
to keep it moving. And then if you had one last moment when the season's done that you wanted to tell the rest of the girls that were coming back, and that's always very hard to do because it goes by in a blur, but if Coach let you just each have a couple minutes to talk to the team for those coming back, what would you want to say to them?
Don't really take it for granted, honestly, because I remember coming in freshman year like, oh, like, high school's going to be the best because I have so much time to do whatever I want. And, like, even last year as a junior, I was like, I still have time. I still have time with my team. I still have time to think about my future. And then now it's just kind of here. Like, we have this week of games, and then next week we have senior night. And
yeah,
it's just kind of like a blur, honestly.
I would just tell them
to enjoy it. It goes by so fast, and you don't even realize it. And to stay out of your head as much as you can, because you can't get down on yourself when you only have limited time. And you don't know when you could get injured as well. You never know. I mean, it's literally just your moment, and you just got to live in the moment and be grateful for what you have.
Coach, I ain't going to lie. These two are going to be hard to replace.
Definitely. Definitely.
I mean, they bring a lot to the table. But, I mean, that's got to give you feel good about this program when you are seeing these girls develop like they are, both on and off the court.
Oh, yeah. And what they, you know, demonstrate to the younger girls and just the culture of the program itself weighs heavily on the senior class and what they brought.
Again, congratulations on the senior season that you've had. I know more stuff's coming down the road, but good luck starting against Mount Vernon tomorrow night, and all the best to you the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Locker Room Nets live here from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
I'm Cindy Lane here at Lewis Clark Insurance. We know football is all about loyalty, dedication, and tradition. The qualities our entire team brings to the table every day. Helping you select the right insurance for your personal needs matters to us because we care about what's important to you. When you suit up for the big game, you want to make sure you've got a team that has your back. Auto Owners Insurance helps our agency bring value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance, Auto Home, Life, and more. Lewis Clark Insurance.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Go Come see us for the 2025 factory authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris sportsman models, and a two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. If your vehicle comes into K-Steps, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-Steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Once again, thanks to our guests from Utica High School. Wishing them all the best coming up in volleyball tomorrow night against Mount Vernon, and then Friday when they host Newark Catholic. Our next Monday night Licking County Locker Room, of course, coming up this Monday, will be featuring Granville and the Blue Aces. You can come on out or join us right here on Kate 98.7 beginning at 6:30. And then our game of the week coming up this Friday will be the Battle of Johnstown, with the Johnnies entertaining the Vikings of Northridge. Both teams are 3-3. Northridge 1-0 in the league. Johnstown 0-1. It should be a great matchup Friday night. Hopefully you can join us for that. We'll have the pregame starting at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. CJ, as always, great job here with me at Ship Brothers. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Thanks so much for listening, and we hope you have a great rest of your Monday evening. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heat, and Ship Brothers Brewing.